Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Jonathan and Brittany Norris in from Willow Window. Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for being here. So Willow Window is a window company.
Yes.
It's the base kind of things. But I feel like you guys are so much more than that, even when you started, but you're expanding a ton now.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Growth is something that was never on our radar, but God had different plans for us, and we're very blessed to be able to look at some other avenues besides just, you know, windows and doors.
So what would you describe, what is Willow Window, like, what's the definition of what Willow Window is right now, Brittany?
Well, right now it feels like a lot of community, and we really love that.
Yeah.
We love being able to open the doors and just have people in to see the new showroom and just offer it as an extra space.
And you guys have wanted, that has become a focus in the last year or two of like being a staple in this community, not just being a retail space.
I feel like, yes, that we've had the opportunity to do that. So we've taken advantage and wanted to share our blessings.
So what would you say? So windows, garages, garage doors, mm-hmm. Doors for your home.
Yep.
What other products can people expect to be able to purchase or work with you on if they're building a new construction or whatnot?
Yeah, one thing that we just started offering is custom window treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really advertised it that much, but we've had great success with a lot of our previous customers and also our new customers because it just kind of fits the narrative, right? If you're getting new windows, you know, now's a good time to do blinds because one of the services that we offer when we replace your windows is that we'll take down your existing window treatments or indoor shutters and put them back up for you at no charge. Most mm-hmm. people will charge you for that. So we thought that after all these years of replacing dingy, dirty blinds for people and window treatments that, hey, for just a little bit more, you know, while we're there, we can put on these window treatments and just make something that looks great even better.
Well, and I would imagine you invest a bit of money into putting new windows into your home. And then, like you said, you're putting up the same dingy, maybe not as, you know, old shutters or old curtains or whatnot that, you know, you have this beautiful thing underneath and then you're covering it with something that's not as beautiful.
Yeah. And sometimes new windows, you know, when you put them in, the old window treatments, sometimes they don't work well with the new windows or sometimes they just don't fit at all. And I'm not saying that to scare anybody because normally they do, but it depends on, you know, hey, some people want all their new casing on the inside replaced. So that requires different measurements for window treatments. So it really was a good fit for us. And, you know, we can save the customer a lot of money and time because those are the two things that a lot of people focus on when they're doing home improvements is, A, how much does it cost? How much time is it going to take? You know, and so we thought, hey, this is two birds, one stone. We can go in. And the great thing about us is we've offered a really, really big discount. If you buy windows, the window treatment install is free. And then we also discount materials a lot. So the incentive is there.
Yeah. So I was talking to my neighbor the other day and her literally next door neighbor, and she was talking about replacing the windows in her house. And I said, I didn't know that was something I have to think about as a homeowner. You know, I know my roof is something that I have to maintain. That's not something to me. I always think of like new builds as replacing windows. So how, as a homeowner, you know, people who are driving to work right now and listening to this interview, how do you know when it's time to replace your windows or upgrade? Is it necessarily just that it's drafty and cold, or how do you know?
Yeah. So a lot of people come to us because the seal in the glass is broken, right? So you'll see a piece of glass that's foggy. Mm-hmm. So that means the seal is broken and that moisture has got in there. So the window has failed, right? And then that leads to a whole other discussion. The window's not doing its job. It's not energy efficient anymore. The argon gas that was between the glass has now escaped. So now you have a window you can't see out of. Now you have a window that's cold. And now you have a window that's hot in the summer, and it's
I mean, energy wise, you know, you're paying then to cool the outside or heat the outside, depending on.
It's a huge energy saving. So we've done a lot of math and a lot of analytics on that, and just trying to give the customer the information on, you know, hey, this is why you should get new windows, because over the longevity of the time that you're there in the home, it pays for itself eventually. Maybe not all of it, but you do see some return on your money, which is a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. So in case you're just joining us, we have Brittany and Jonathan Norris in from Willow Window. This is not, you're now located in the old Jighead building off of Willow Avenue. This is not your original location here in Cookeville. So tell us about kind of the progression of from your original location to where you're at now.
We started out
very small.
Yeah, very small. We started out of the house. And
we did. We started in our house.
And windows getting delivered.
So very small.
Brittany's been like, I've been trying to block that out.
Yeah. And then Brittany kicked me out of the business out of our house. No, I'm just kidding. But no, we quickly outgrew that.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, the whole Willow Window, most people think it's because it's Willow Avenue. There's a whole long story there. But I wanted to be on Willow Avenue. And we found a little place over on Burgess Falls Road. And I thought it was Willow Avenue. And when I went to sign the lease, it said Burgess Falls. And I'm like, wait, this is Willow. He's like, no, right over there, it's Willow.
The driveway was on the wrong side.
So yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
But that was a blessing because it was affordable for us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was the perfect space that we needed. And we really, that was our getting our toes wet in the retail side of it and having a little small showroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we quickly found out that the showroom was very beneficial. Mm-hmm. People want to put their hands on things life-size, tangible. You know, one thing about the window and door business is, you know, we offer a free estimate. We'll come to your house. But in the car or truck that we drive there, and you can only fit so many products. Mm-hmm. And there's so much to choose from.
And especially now. There are so many products.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to replace your windows just because there's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people are replacing them just because it's new design.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many glass options.
Yeah.
It's just, you can really do fun things with your home.
Yeah. Well, and I think you were showing that there's some that you can kind of frost in like an office building where you can have frosted glass, but then it goes to translucent back and forth and all that kind of stuff. And there are, I'm sure there, and to see and feel and, you know, work with that in a showroom is different than just looking on a website or, you know, through a magazine, I'm sure is how you started.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brittany, she's the brains behind it. She sees all the new innovation stuff and says, well, we got to get this, we got to do this. And, you know, one thing that, you know, she's done really well is bringing things to Cookeville that you normally couldn't get in Cookeville, that you would have to maybe go to Williamson County and our friends in Franklin, you know, Nashville. And when you start thinking that way, you start thinking, well, that's going to be really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, because it is. Mm-hmm. When you got to go to Nashville or bring a Nashville company here, it can be expensive. So we've been able to bring those products in and offer
honestly
them
for not much more.
Yeah.
I mean, when you break it down, like some of the bigger, nicer iron doors that we have now that just look amazing.
So high end.
Yes.
Did that feel risky, not that much more, to kind of take that leap, because Cookeville is getting to have high end homes, but 10 years ago it was more rare. So did that feel risky? Like, okay, we want to have the showroom, be able to bring in higher end products to our, you know, to this area. Did there feel like a risk involved with that? Or was it like, we know that Cookeville can support this?
I felt like I knew that it would work because we are getting so many people in from so many different places. I mean, not just people coming from Nashville, but other states as well.
Well, and I feel like people from California come in and they're like, well, this is all cheap compared to what we're used to.
Right.
And so they're great with the prices, even if it's higher end. They're like, well, this is still cheaper than what we could ever do in California. So
And the thing about being higher end isn't necessarily pricing, because you can when you price compare some of the products that we offer, listen, we know that we live in Putnam County and we don't live in Williamson County, right? But there is a lot of richness in this community that's not monetary. Mm-hmm. So really the one thing that we really looked at was, how do we get this product here and not charge an arm and a leg for it? And the way we did that was by partnering with manufacturers who are good people, who have a good product, that stand behind it for a really good price. And we get a lot of people that come and are like, I thought this was going to be so much more mm-hmm. than what it was. Especially our iron doors. They're a small company
also. I mean, they're selective about who they work with.
That's true. Good point.
So, yeah. I mean.
Well, and you kind of do that work to vet the companies that you're, the products that you're getting, and make sure not just the products themselves, but the companies that you're working with. The overall process to you is very important.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? What's the motivation to make sure that these companies were great companies?
Well, you have to work with them every day.
Yeah. And the process was just simply, creating that relationship. And, you know, more than that, it's how do you value that relationship? Do they share the same core ethics and values that you do as a company? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a strict set of core values, and mm-hmm. we don't veer from it. Mm-hmm. We just don't, no matter what. And we partner with people who are the same. So, for instance, our window company, when we first partnered with them years and years ago, I didn't know this, but they were interviewing us to see if we were a good fit to sell their product.
Yeah.
And that's a testimony to, you know, who they are. And by accepting us into their family and us having such a great relationship, it really is an awesome way to share that story too with our clients.
We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Jonathan and Brittany Norris from Willow Window in today. So we're just talking about your core value and the companies that you decide to partner with and sell their products based on similar core values. What would you describe the company culture and your core values as?
Well, we try to put God at the center. Mm-hmm. That's our main focus, and that seems to make everything always go the way it needs to go.
Which is not always to trust in the greater plan is not always easy sometimes, no matter whether your personal or professional life, right? And I would guess when, you know, this is the income of your own home and the income of the employees that you have, that can be scary sometimes, is just to trust in God's plan. And that's not everybody is always obedient in what the plan is. But it's worked for you guys.
Yes. Yes. I think not going with that plan is usually where the hiccups happen.
For sure. Well, and I mean, when you start down that path, it doesn't always feel that way. You're like, oh, I feel I'm led this way, but I feel like in my feeling, I feel like this should be the right way. I don't want to go down this other, you know, I'm sure expanding each time you've expanded has felt scary.
Oh, and always, yes.
Nerve wracking. And it's like, is this really the right thing? But trying to just be obedient to what you're supposed to do is not always easy, but you guys have kind of made it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you said it was obedience. You know, I think as Christian men and women sitting here in this room, the one thing that's, you know, I think is easiest for us to say in humility is be, hey, it's very difficult to be obedient. Mm-hmm. And I think number one, it takes listening mm-hmm. and asking and, you know, following that direction. Brittany and I were just talking earlier. Whenever I follow my own direction, it never works out. Mm-hmm. I'm undefeated. but when I really focus on what God's asking me to do and what God's asking us to do as a business, and that's foundational. Mm-hmm. I mean, that starts in the home. And you can't share that outside until you got it right at home.
Well, and one of the things that I think that you guys really portray is that Willow Window, the company as a whole, is a family. And so you have this family feeling of all your employees. One of the core values that you think you've made very important is that it's an all employee company, not contractors, which is very rare for a window installation company.
Yeah, very rare. I don't know. I know there's a lot of companies out there that employ the same sub contractor, but at the end of the day, they're still a sub. And people ask me, because it's very expensive to run just employees, especially in the remodel business. It is a lot cheaper to go the subcontractor route. Set price, you know what it is. There's no, you know, liabilities there. You just pay them and a lot of people hired out to the lowest bidder. Mm-hmm. Whereas our process is all employees. So for instance, we don't, none of the guys that work for us had ever really installed windows and doors before. That's by design. So there's an old saying, it's harder to teach an old dog new tricks, right? So it's harder to untrain old habits than it is to train new ones. So we have an apprentice program and a training process that everybody goes through, and it's all done by code, by the way the local codes are, but also by the way the manufacturer standards are. So each company that we partner with, they have a different way of installation. So we follow those in order to uphold the warranty.
Why was that important for you to make it all employee company and not use some subcontractors?
It is more personal for me because I grew up in the trade part. Mm-hmm. I grew up being a subcontractor and I saw all the downfalls to that. Being hungry in the winter, you know, sometimes having too much and never being at home in the summer. Just really, all those effects of not knowing, you know, hey, you don't know if your job's going to be there. The next job is going to be available. If somebody didn't sell a job or, you know, maybe somebody else got the job instead of you. And I really wanted my guys to be comfortable knowing that they're going to show up and have a great working environment, knowing that they're going to have a job that day. And, you know, the only thing that really deters us from working is weather, you know? And, when it rains a lot.
Yeah.
But even then, sometimes we're trying to find stuff for the guys to do so that they're not at home.
Well, and the other thing is too, your customers can rely on when Willow Window pulls into their driveway, there's a standard that goes with that, that you've expressed to me before that you're going to make sure that home looks better in better condition than when they walked in, that, you know, that if there's a family dog, that that's not going to be an issue. You know, all those kind of things that it's you in this apprentice program, I'm sure you kind of put your stamp on how you would do that if you were walking into their home. And so everybody can rely on the fact that these other guys should be working as if Jonathan is walking into their home as well.
Yeah. And we do a fantastic job at that. I mean, listen, we're all humans. We're going to make a mistake. But you know what? At the end of the day, customers appreciate the most that we care about their home just as much as they do. You know, the people often, you know, get a little timid or scared when they talk about bringing a contractor into their home. because it's just something you got to deal with, right? The dirty shoes, the, you know, whatever's happening outside the truck and, you know, but we set a standard there. You know, we drop cloth the entire house. You know, we vacuum behind things that we weren't even behind, and we clean the windows and just those little things that make the customer feel more at ease.
Yeah. And I think it's just having employees means that we have long relationships with our guys. Like, whenever you have a job scheduled, you're going to get a text message. You're going to see a picture of the installer that's coming to your home. Before he even gets there, you're going to know, oh, this is Willow. I mean, our trucks, I mean, they say Willow Window, but I mean, you're going to see a face and you're going to know that that's a face that you can trust coming in your home. That's a big deal, especially like if you're home and you're just a single mom. Like I know that feeling, not knowing who's coming to do whatever side project is going on. So you just want that safety.
There is some apprehension of having workers in your home as a single woman and just kind of feeling like, okay, who is it? Mm-hmm. Is this the right guy? You just kind of don't know. And so have you kind of influenced, Brittany, have you been part of that driving force to make sure that it kind of, that family atmosphere?
Yeah, I feel like we work together in that, but just, you know, making sure that, you know, we're all in our Willow Window when they show up. You just see the brand.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that we're making our brand a trustworthy brand with what we're doing.
Well, and I feel like it's almost like Averitt Trucking, where you can go, you know, all over the Upper Cumberland for sure, but you know the Averitt Truckers, they have their logo shirts on, they have the truck, there's a standard with that.
It feels professional.
Yeah, and you know, a professional to be compared service. To a Willow Window, to be compared to Averitt, who has trucks all over the world, you know, that's kind of, it's nice to have those standards.
I think so. I appreciate those standards.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Jonathan and Brittany Norris in from Willow Window. So we've talked about all the kind of products that you're selling, and you've mentioned remodeling. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's something that we don't advertise.
Well, we just do a little bit.
Yeah. we're just afraid that we don't want to be...
Brittany tries to rein you in.
Yeah. I was gonna, like, it's by design that we don't advertise it too much because
we're
our hands are busy. We keep our guys busy.
Mm-hmm. And we like to give realistic lead times, you know, so like we're not booking into 2025.
Yeah.
That's one thing that bothers me. It's like, can you do my job? Well, you know, I'm really busy.
Yeah.
You know, we're never too busy for you, right?
Yeah.
We want to make ourselves available. But when we say remodel, if there's something that we're doing in your home and we have to tear out a wall or do some electrical work, we're fully capable of that. We have a licensed electrician. We have all the insurances, all the licenses, things that you have to carry to do that kind of stuff. And we have remodeled a few kitchens, a few bathrooms, and we found out that we were good at that because we did our own, and our guys, we really did it, and it was neat to do it together and to learn together, and we've done so many now that it's like, oh, hey, we have a niche here. So we have a lot of customers who will call us and say, hey, I only want you to tell me who to go to.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, if we can do some of that for them, then why not? So we that's kind of how it happened, kind of organically. But
well, and Brittany, you have mentioned before that Willow Window has never advertised that you're hiring. You've never kind of put an all call out there to hire people. Just it's the right situation. And Jonathan, you've mentioned that these are not previous window installers that you guys kind of pride yourself on. This is a company that people want to work for, and you don't have a huge turnover rate. People want to stay with you. It's that family culture that you've kind of put out there.
Yeah, I feel like everyone that is on our team has happened organically through friendships or some sort of meeting of that, you know, which is nice. I mean, some of our closest they did not plan on working, you know.
Yeah.
Like our front girl, she started out as Carrie. We love her so much, but she started out as one of Buck's little preschool teachers years ago, and now she's like,
you recruited her over.
She's the best thing in that. I mean,
yeah, she had, there was just something about her, you know, and then just God paved a way for her to come work for us.
Now, and we know her whole family, yeah, and it's just,
yeah. And not to mention our installers. They're just awesome dudes, man. They're just awesome. On Mondays, we get to have a little time together, and we study together a little bit. And it's just really neat to hear them share about what's going on in their family. And they're all young families, so they have children and having more children. So just seeing that is just puts a smile on our face. You know, we get to be a little part of their family, and just like they're just a part of ours.
So you've opened a new location, like I mentioned. You went from your first tiny, small place to over on Willow, and then you kind of are kitty corner from where you were. And you have a beautiful showroom, and you've used this space. Just recently, you had the Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine launch party there. And so you do want to be a staple in this community. Again, not just a window retail store. You want to be supportive. You're very philanthropic. Touch on why that's part of the value of what you want to build here and the staple that you want to be in this community.
I feel like that's what brings us together. Like our original plan was to have this showroom, and then it just turned out so beautiful, and we had all this space. It feels selfish not to share it, so that if we can be there for our friends in the community, if they want to have meetings or parties, or then we're happy to be a part of that and see their growth.
And it almost looks like a home. Is the showroom looks, you know, like you're sitting in your living room kind of thing. And you have your conference room table is like a large dining room table, and it just feels like you're walking into a warm, comfortable space, not something, you know, a sterile boardroom.
Mm. And that was by design. We want our customers to feel like they're at home, because these are big decisions. They're not just go in, pick, and then leave. It's like, let's sit down and talk about this, because they usually are big purchases. They're big numbers, and we want to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. What about why some of the philanthropic things you do? I know I've peeped at your website, and you we both are supporters of Flint Global, and they do work globally to help economic development throughout the world. Why go outside of Cookeville and support bigger and better than just right here?
Well, that's something that, you know, we answer to God for, right? If he's asking you to do something, it doesn't matter where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Being obedient in that, there's a lot of joy in that. That's one of our favorite podcasters that we listen to, and she says that's where the joy is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's true. And, you know, it's neat how God puts you in front of people who are local that take you outside of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like Travis, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, I met Travis, and next thing you know, I was on a plane to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before that, you know, we were able to do work in Haiti and in Aruba, of all places. You know, people want to sign up for that mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
But no, for real, there's a need everywhere. And just the relationships that we've made with people all throughout the world has just been it's more of a selfish joy, you know, for me. I just love doing it and getting to go in all these places.
I think sometimes people forget that when they think shop local means like we're just doing good here. But because of the success as a business that Willow Window has been able to have, there's been a broader impact that all over the world, people are impacted by the economic development that we've done here in the Upper Cumberland.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty amazing. I think that, you know, little Cookeville can impact this nonprofit is running outside of Cookeville, and they partner with a lot of different organizations and groups here. And we're able to kind of put our mark on the rest of the world. And I think that's pretty cool. And I think that's what God's allowed you to do through the vehicle of your business.
Mm. Yeah. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my favorite one. I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but our local community, Bread for Life at College Side Church of Christ on Wednesdays, at 4 o'clock. We have a great family that shows up, almost on average anywhere between 130 and 170 families show up, and we have a little short Bible study with them. We pray with them and feed them spiritually, and then they get groceries to take home. And it's awesome. But we've been doing that for more than 10 years, and that is a family in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a church.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone through all the hurts with those folks. We've gone through all the rejoicing with them, and it's incredible. And if, you know, I got a microphone in front of me, so I'm gonna give it a shout out.
But,
if there's a need, if anybody's listening, if there's a need, you show up on Wednesdays a little bit before four
at College Side.
At College Side Church of Christ in Cookeville, and you'll get fed a numerous amount of ways.
Even if you don't have a need,
yeah,
come join us.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we have.
If you're looking for a way to serve or outreach the community,
well, and how much I think so often people think, well, I don't necessarily have a need, but you, whether you're volunteering or helping or donating or giving of your time or your financials or whatnot, you're going to get full no mm-hmm. matter what.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Absolutely.
What else do you want people to know about Willow Window before we wrap up here?
Oh man. Listen, if you just want to come and hang out and have a cup of coffee, I'd like to get to know you. Or just use our space. We don't, you know, it's one thing we don't advertise, but we've never charged anybody for using our space. If it fits the time frame, yeah, and you seem like a good fit, you know, then we'd love to offer our space to you.
You're kind of dabbling into the podcast space now.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People are looking at a space to record. That's something that you're dabbling into.
And yeah
we're excited about that.
Some big news coming about that.
That'll be fun. That'll be a reason to stop by in itself.
Yeah.
And we have a new marketing director, and she's awesome. So she's bringing a lot of new stuff in. And it's just, we have a lot of fun.
Lots of fun things happening.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't read the article, you know, shameless plug myself, in the Cookville Lifestyle magazine, I was honored enough to be able to write about the small business spotlight with you two, and it was just great to get to know you. And so if people want to find you, how can they find you on social media or your website?
Yep, Facebook, Instagram, all those good things.
Willow Window.
Willow Window, 310 Newman Drive. Come see our showroom. 931-946-3691. So that's 931-WINDOW1. If you're typing it in, people do that anymore. I don't know.
But, I don't think they put the letters on the numbers anymore.
Do they?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
I don't know.
But it is. You are open during the day, so people could just stop by and
8 to 4
walk up
Monday through Friday. Yep.
Yeah, and just the restoration of the building that in itself of a old historic, I think it used to be the old YMCA, is that correct?
It was. Mm-hmm. And
I don't understand. It seems like the tiniest building ever, but.
Yeah, you don't need an appointment. If you just want to come look around, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, we got a lot of before pictures. We remodeled that space, and it was interesting, a lot of things that we found.
I'm sure. We've done some remodeling ourselves as Biz Foundry and some of these old buildings, but I think that it raises the value of the community we live in. And so taking mm-hmm. these older buildings and making them into something beautiful again, I think is, you know, valuable.
Yeah. That's a good plug there, making your home beautiful again.
There you go. Whether it's with windows, garage doors, iron doors, all that stuff. Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.